for the try to
laser beak, prepare for flight, operation destruction.
Captain's Log, star date, supplemental. Today is May 2nd, 2015, approximately 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I am watching the Prancing Elites. This shit is uncomfortable, son. Look at this shit, son. Oh, Lord God in heaven. Seriously? Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, man. Let me pause this shit. I gotta pause this shit. This is scary shit. This is scary shit, man. This is, every once in a while, something that happened in your life or something that come on TV just leave you absolutely fucking speechless. And I am goddamn speechless, man. I'm like, okay. All right, then. And I bet you a dollar to a bucket of shit that this shit will become a phenomenon. This shit right here will be super fantabulously popular. I'm quite certain of it. Good God, man. Look at this shit, man. These niggas is on one. Whoa, these niggas is ultra feminine, son. Oh, no, these niggas got pom-poms and everything.
The term J-Fitting comes from Jackson State University, the Branson J-Fitting.
J-Fitting is like a... Baby, I got push pause. I'm going to push pause again. Look, there's all kinds of reasons why this could be happening, why cats is on this... wanting to be women shit, man. You know, a lot of it may have something to do with, you know, I've done studies into, what was that, bisphenol A, or certain sort of chemicals that's coarse in foods, genetically modified foods, or, like I said, the bisphenol A, which is used in, the liners, the plastic liners in, canned goods and stuff. You know, they found out that certain studies that organisms tend to take on hermaphrodite traits when exposed to certain chemicals and stuff. And of course, a lot of estrogen is being pumped through the water supply with you know, women urinating into the water supply and taking certain sort of meds. And it's just all of this shit is bleeding through. It, good, my God, man. This shit is on TV, son. Look at this shit. Oh, man. Okay, I can't take no more of this shit. This is too much for me, son. I'm trying to tell you. Captain's log, star date. May 2nd, 2015. 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, damn. Did y'all motherfuckers hear? Well, in order to do this when I gotta be in my Howard Cosell voice. Alright, here we go. Did you hear that John Bones Jones, his title, his light heavyweight title, was taken by white supremacy? Yo, John Bones Jones, anybody that's familiar with the MMA circuit, man, dig, you know, one of the best pound for pound fighters on the planet. This nigga, of course, after he did this cocaine shit a couple months ago where he had cocaine in his system, and now this nigga, you know, I mean, he's had some drunk driving problems, and he just did a hit and run, and you know, he hurt some chick. I think it was a chick. She had her arm broken or whatever, but this nigga hit and ran, and you know, he fled. He like he dipped on a bitch. So the UFC did the only thing they could do. They had to strip that nigga of his title. You know what I'm saying? But I can see some pro-black niggas somewhere in the wings. See, that was white supremacy. White supremacy did that. White supremacy took his title. You know, John Bones Jones, he is the perfect example of what's wrong with niggas. You know, you give a motherfucker the world. You know, sitting on top of the world. He you know, he can't ask for nothing else, man. And he pisses it away. He fucks it up. You know what I mean? But of course, it'll be some nigga sitting on the sidelines not blaming John Bones Jones for his fucking behavior. You know, he'll pass it on to white supremacy. Somehow, some nigga is gonna find a way to blame some white boy for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. We don't make cars. How you think cars get in the hood? It's not his fault that he hit and ran. Shit. Well, I mean, if y'all just listen to the argument of a pro-black nigga, man, these niggas, I mean, They low-key be assaulting you and shit, because every time something fucked up happened, they tell you, nigga, that you are not intelligent enough to make your own decisions. They tell you that you're not intelligent enough to see the scam or the scheme right in front of your goddamn face. They're always telling you that you are powerless to do anything. You know, that reminds me, I had a conversation with this one nigga, man, right? And y'all know me, man. I ain't on no excuses. I'm a military man. You know, I do not tolerate fucking excuses. I try to press it upon this nigga, man. I'm like, the main reason why niggas ain't going nowhere and they not doing nothing is because, you know, they just full of excuses. They just full of excuses. They just full of excuses. You know what I mean? But, you know, his whole thing was, oh, so what you want me to do? You want me to just run across a minefield knowing that there's some mines there for my liberation? And, you know, I'm not going to be doing nothing stupid just because you say so. And I'm not going to do anything rash to sacrifice my life. And I'm like, see, therein lies the difference between you, nigga, and let's say an Asian, you know, a Japanese person or a Chinese person. You know, I mean, most people, especially, you know, men of certain cultures and classes and societies, especially overseas, especially Caucasians, they're willing to die for that shit, man. Willing to die for that shit. I told that nigga, I'm like, look, man, when it comes to liberation, when it comes to freeing your people from the scourge or the bondage of white supremacy, you're going to have to be willing to die for that shit. I don't give a fuck if they got a Sherman tank outside your house and you got a BB gun. You need to make it happen. Somehow, some way, you need to make it happen. Nigga, that's ridiculous. That's just totally fucking ridiculous. Therein lies, once again, the difference between you, nigga, and a real man. A real man is going to try. He's going to make a way. Like I said, even if it's a fucking Sherman tank outside his door, he can have nothing but goddamn a plastic fucking butter knife. Nigga, you better get your MacGyver on. Better figure something out. Shit. But then, like I said, therein lies the difference between these niggas, man, and real men. Real men are not tolerating excuses. Real men are not doing the John Bones Jones shit. You know what I mean? And I'm not necessarily saying that John Bones Jones is making excuses for his behavior and shit. But I'm just saying, man, when you got the world in the palm of your hand, you know what I mean? And you just piss it away. You don't have any sort of code of conduct, man. I'm like, come on, cousin. Come on, man. You're getting knocked with the cocoa that you get for the low low. Now you riding around running into folks and breaking limbs and fucking jetting on a bitch. Come on, cuz. Come on, man. I repeat, John Bones Jones, his light heavyweight title was taken by white supremacy. Somehow, some way, there's some nigga out there that's going to justify, right? It's going to excuse John Bones Jones' behavior and say somehow, some way, it's tied into white supremacy. See, the white supremacist system, no, this nigga, he was doing coke and he was drinking and he had a car accident and he hit and ran, which is illegal, so he got his shit took. Well, see, my brother, they don't do that to the white folks. They don't do that. Woo! Which brings me to, yeah, man. Which brings me to, man. I kind of touched on this on the last show I just posted, man. But you niggas got egg on your faces, nigga. Cause I said, you niggas got egg on your faces from this Baltimore shit, man. Y'all was so certain it was some white boys, man. Y'all was so certain it was white boys that did that nigga in, man. White supremacy. Once again, short of proving, of course, that I was right all along, of course. Basically, telling you niggas ad nauseum that this is a police state issue. You shouldn't be paying attention to the color of the cop. Just the cop, period. If a white cop or a black cop abuses his power, period, that's fuckery. It shouldn't happen, man. But of course, you niggas don't give a fuck unless it's a white cop. You know what I mean? So you did all that fuckery because you was convinced it was some white boys that did that nigga in, man. You know what I mean? But imagine the egg on your motherfucking face when you looked at the TV. And you seen on the news them three niggas staring you in your face. Was it three or four? I think it was three African American cops that allegedly brought about the death of Freddie Gray. Ooh wee! Silence. You niggas is quiet. Niggas is quiet, man. I love this shit, man. I live for this shit, man. See, the white supremacist system, the white supremacist system, once again insulting niggas because, of course, niggas is making excuses for these black cops because they're saying, well, they're in league with white supremacy and they're coons. That's why they did what they did. So basically saying that these niggas, they don't really have minds of their own. You know, they did it because of the boogeyman. Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to resist the urge. I'm not going to call nigga Fuchsia. I promise. I'm not going to call nigga Fuchsia, but I'm going to have to later on. Not now. Okay, I promise. I'm not going to call nigga Fuchsia. All right? I realize, you know, I don't want to just keep bringing out the big guns on you niggas. All right? I can handle this one alone. All right? But I'm just trying to tell you, he has a very good perspective on something. He had an epiphany the other night. And I'm not going to ruin it. I'm not going to ruin it. He has an interesting theory about white supremacy and psychology and paranoia. And I'm not going to get it. I'm going to let him do it because I'm not going to do it justice. I'm going to fuck it up. But anyway, Shed, you niggas looking at TV, looking flabbergasted when them faces of them niggas came on TV, man. Y'all niggas was like, what the fuck? Niggas wilding out, burning all sorts of shit down, breaking windows. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And to find out, you know, and this is just beautiful because you know what? Y'all shouldn't even care. Y'all shouldn't give a fuck because really, this is just black on black crime, right? And we know pro blacks don't give two fucks about black on black crime, right? So, yo, just let them niggas walk, man. Let them niggas skate. It's all good, man, because it's all in the family, Pippin. It's all in the family. You know what I'm saying? It's just black on black crime. You know what I'm saying? So why get two fucks about this shit, right?
Well, it's different because they got badges on. It's different because they're cops.
You motherfuckers got a million and one exemptions and excuses and whatever, man. Come on, man. But I vote we let them niggas skate. Because it's just black on black crime. Who gives two fucks about black on black crime, man? Shit. Hey, white people kill each other every day. Right? Okay, shit. What the fuck? Come on. Come on, Shed.
Man, I'm on one this weekend. You niggas is giving me tons of entertainment, man.
IVP, John Bones Jones, had his title taken by white supremacy. Yeah, I can see you niggas now, man. I got a million and one excuses and a million and one exemptions. Always trying to foster your fucking argument. But how y'all feel now? Y'all raised all that cane. We don't give a fuck because, you know, it's a police. Also, now it's a police issue. Okay, all right. Because, yeah. You know, like I said, y'all typically don't get two fucks if it's a black cop killing a nigga. You know, but y'all got tricked this time. They tricked your bitch ass this time. They made sure that you motherfuckers didn't know the ethnicity of these cops when you was wilding the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So when you did all that wilding the fuck out, the damage was done. Then they went ahead and hit your bitch ass with that hammer. Kabloom! Niggas killed him. Some nigga cops killed that nigga, man. Come on, son. Whew, y'all making me want to watch the Prancing Elites. Fuck it. The world's coming to an end. I may as well partake in the madness. Where's the fucking remote?
judges can break. So say you have me, mama, 'cause it's getting so hard. Oh, now I can keep you, mama, but I know you were always there. Inside you care. So get down, down here beside me. Oh, you ain't going nowhere. No, I won't hurt you, mama, but it's getting so hard.
Interested in my personal life. I haven't talked about my personal life in a while. Got all kinds of chicks coming over today in particular. Actually, yesterday and today, man, you know, the Mac City formula is always airtight. I don't never have any lull in the action, man. You know what I mean? Had me some, I'm going to stop naming these chicks, man, because a lot of them, you know, they've grown up, and they have lives, and they have significant others. So it's not like it was, you know, back in the day, even 2-3 years ago, where they really didn't have any serious relationships and shit. So, you know, a lot of them have serious relationships, but they still come fuck with a nigga, right? Because, man, the reality is, man, I'm always going to be they nigga, man. I'm always going to be they boo. I'm always going to be they daddy.
I'm going to be they trick. You a trick ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they come through, take care of every nigga, man. We rap, we kick it, handle business. Yeah, we even go out to eat, go to the movies. We do all sorts of shit. And you know what? Believe it or not, they even flip the bill sometimes. Because we're like really, like genuinely, like in a relationship. You know what I mean? A decade-long relationship, that's some real shit, man. But you know what really boggles my mind, man? Check this shit out. What boggles my mind is the fact that, man, women are just the coldest at the creep game. They the coldest at the creep game. And, cousin, a lot of these niggas, man, have no concept or no clue that that girl is a prostitute.
Come on, son.
They don't have no clue. They don't have no clue that the girl's a prostitute, man. I'm like, wow, man. How can you live with a chick, man? Hug, kiss, and love her. And, you know, whisper sweet nothings in her ear. Be like, baby, I love you. And she be like, baby, I love you, too. And y'all smooching and kissing and hugging. You know, and you're not aware that she's a prostitute. Man. Well, I mean, on the real, just to be fair, I mean, they're not real bona fide prostitutes, you know what I mean? These are females that I met, and I basically, how should I say, I trained them in the art of prostitution to a degree, you know what I mean? I tailor-made them for my lifestyle, you know what I mean? So this is something that they normally do, but I mean, case in point, something happened the other day, you know what I mean? Like, the side trickster, he has his freaks, and I have mine, and most of his freaks won't fuck with me because, you know, they just generally don't like my vibe, because I'm pretty much, even though I'm a soft ass on the real, but, you know, I got my limits, you know, and if you consider me a soft ass, right, well, you gotta understand that the side trickster is probably 2 to 3 times softer than I am. You know, so a lot of the females that he fuck with, they won't fuck with me because they feel I'm too much of a dick. I'm too much of an asshole. You know what I mean? And vice versa. Most of my chicks won't fuck with the side trickster because they feel he's just too soft. You soft-ass nigga, they want to fuck with him. You know what I mean? But, you know, to each his own. Every chick got their own flavor. But we had a little party the other day, and I had a little female come over here. Give us some entertainment. Well, I should just say, give me some entertainment, because I thought that she was going to go ahead and entertain my nigga too. But after she was done entertaining me, she busted a move and jetted and shit. And side tricks it was a little bit. She was like, damn, really? And this is a chick that been knowing us forever. Both of us, going on a decade. But, you know, she won't fuck with him on that level. You know, she'll fuck with me, she won't fuck with him. You know what I mean? Why did I get on that shit? What point was I originally trying to make? Oh, I left game. What was I talking about? I think I was talking about my personal life. Yeah, well, I think I was just basically talking about how, you know, I got my little females coming over still taking care of me. Oh, yeah, we was talking about prostitution and shit. How most of these niggas don't even know that they broad is a prostitute, man. Like, nigga, your girl's a prostitute, man. And I'm not saying that to disparage her because I love her. I love me some prostitutes, man. I love it. So, I mean, it's like, well, dad, well, Mac, do you have any broads, man, that aren't prostitutes? Man, I meet chicks all the time that's not prostitutes, man. Shit. Let me put it to you this way. If you are a cat and you walking around the neighborhood dry and you ain't getting none, something really got to be wrong with you, man. Because in this day of social media, man, where you have, like, Facebook, you got Tinder, you got plenty of fish. How can you not come up on some ass? How can you not? Man, I come up all the time, man. Shit, but the thing with me is I just have very little patience for these chicks, man. They want to do too much shit. They got so much baggage. I'm talking to two females right now. Slick ones, too, and they older chicks. I'm not into older chicks, man. It's like this 40-year-old white chick. And then there's this, I got like a, she's like a 36-year-old half-breed. Redbone, fine as fuck. And, you know, it's just,
They just want to talk all the time. They want to text. They want to talk. They want to go here, go there. Especially with this white chick, man. She is a bar fly. She want to do all sorts of shit. She want to go to the bar. She want to go to the horse races. She want to go to, she want to go to the baseball. She just want to do all sorts of shit. And, man, I don't want to do all that shit. I've been spoiled. I'm just used to just getting minds and sending them on their way, man. She want to do all this extracurricular shit. I don't know if I told y'all about this broad I was fucking with around Christmas. Man. Yeah, I did tell y'all about her, man. She want to go Christmas plays. This bitch want to go to a play every two days. I'm like, bitch, I'm not going to no fucking play. Like, just come over here. Let's watch some Netflix, order a pizza, and you polish me. And then get your ass back on the highway and go home. Shit. I'm a total dick. I'm trying to tell you, I've been spoiled. Fuck. And it's funny, right? Because this same chick, she was a good chick, man. I be fucking up, man. I be a lot of good chicks, man. But, you know, thing is, like I said, I'm just an older dude. I don't like older women. And a lot of these chicks got, like, baggage. And a lot of them are really religious and they go to church. And I can't cohabitate with no broad, man, that's steadily talking about some goddamn church and the reverend and Jesus. I can't do it, man. I never realized just how lucky I was when I had my wife. My wife was never on that shit. She exemplified the very teachings of Christianity, but she was not a Christian. Never talked about church, didn't give two fucks about church, never talked about Jesus. But she was raised down south with her grandmother, who was deeply Christian and religious, you know what I mean? But once again, said all that to say what? I can't remember. I don't remember what the fuck I was talking about. The chick. I was about to tell y'all when I took this, we went to the casino, right? Once again, this is a female that I'm not on no trick shit with, just regular shit, right? We was kicking it for about a couple months. Never had sex. We did some heavy petting and some kissing, but never really no, let me see. No, she didn't even blow me. Nope, didn't even, not this one. But typically, you know, I've had about 6 chicks that I met online that came over, they blew me, and I never called them again. Nigga, I'm trying to tell you. Because, you know, they be wanting you to return the favor. They'd be like, okay, well, what about me? I'm like, ooh, look at the time. You know, but well, the story was, what was I saying? The story was, yeah, went to the casino, and I already took this chick out like 3 times, right? And this is why I don't do dating. Whoop, nope, no more segueing. Stick to the story. Took her out to eat 3 times. We went to the casino, and this casino had like a loft area where, you know, it was like a really expensive area where they served the best food. Then you had this other area, which was like a court area. It was like where the welfare people was eating, where you just had like stale-ass cheeseburgers and nacho chips and shit, you know what I'm saying? And we get to the casino, she's hungry, and she's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, okay, well, so I grab her hand, and we walk over to the court area. You know, the economy area with the stale cheeseburgers and nacho chips. And, you know, she kind of looking at me like, kind of turning her nose up. And I'm thinking, bitch, you better eat these stale-ass nachos and cheddar cheese and dips and nachos or whatever the fuck. You better eat this shit, bitch. I took your ass out, you know, for the past 3 weeks to some nice restaurants, goddammit. You better dial that shit back. You know what I mean? So, that should give you just some insight in the fact that I will trick, but it's got to be worth it. It's got to be worth it. And, you know, there must be balance in the equation. You know what I mean? Got to be balance in the equation. So, I'm saying if I'm going to fuck with a chick on some serious shit, I'll never trick. We keep telling y'all niggas this shit is just for entertainment purposes only. You know what I mean? But if I'm really fucking with a chick hard, man, I don't do that job, man. I nips that shit in the bud quick. I'm like, bitch, you gonna eat these motherfucking stale-ass nachos. Or you just ain't gonna eat it all. That's what it is. So she was mad about that. I ain't give a fuck. I'm like, you can take your motherfucking ass home. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, but yeah, that's what it is, man. I meet a lot of chicks online, and I meet them, and it's just weird. I just can't really hit it off with a female that I just want to just surrender to. Be like, you are the one. You are the one I'm going to give everything up for. You are the one. Come on, son. No, it's not like that, kid. It's not like that. I'm not even close to that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I don't know, man. Shit. I am a complex creature, man. But like I said, I got two females hollering at me right now, man. And once again, I'm not thirsty. And they keep asking me, how come you ain't coming to see me? How come you won't come see me? Like, you come see me? Shit. And at the same time, like, I just had that shit happen today. The chick was just blowing up my phone, man. She was like, are you going to come see me? And if I was just like a regular cat, I would be thirsty enough to get on that highway and go see it. But I'm not, because I got bitches stopping by my spot all the time trying to, you know, sell me pussy at bargain basement prices. It's like, why would I get on the highway, you know, go see your ass? You live 40 miles away. And then go through this ritual, go through this song and dance. I understand, you know, it can be excitement. And of course, it's real, and the feelings will probably get into it and shit. But I'm lazy now. And the females, and the females I do fuck with, you know, I wouldn't say it's not love, you know what I'm saying? Of course, it's lust, but we do have a certain amount of feelings for each other. All these females that come over and see me and shit. And man, they do a wonderful job of tuning me up. Wonderful job. We have a good time. And you know, it's all within a span of a couple of hours and it's done. And they will go home and I will get on Xbox and everything is fine. But I get these females that's, you know, trying to do the relationship thing and they won't go home. Remember the last time, like I said, I had that female over here during Christmas. She wouldn't go home. And I didn't want to be a dick, man. But she was over here for like 2 days. And all I knew was like, man, I'm tired of her. And this is when I knew the shit really wasn't going to work. Because my boy, nigga, Fuchsia came over. He needed to use my computer. He was looking up, you know, some criminal ass niggas in a database and shit. And this chick was sitting on the couch. And when my boy came in, and he was doing the computer thing, I could just see her face. Her face was all twisted up and shit. You know what I mean? Like, she was salty. My nigga was over here taking care of business. Like he was just in the way. Like, he was cramping her style. You know what I mean? And I could just feel the tension between both of them. I'm like, oh man, I ain't got time for this shit. You know what I mean? Not to mention, and it was cool that he was over here, because she wanted me to fuck. And she wanted to get some satisfaction. You know what I mean? And like I said, she didn't even do me up. I didn't do her up. Like I said, we did some kissing and some heavy patting and shit. But yeah, I wasn't pressed, man, because like I said, I get delivery of pussy, man, like DiGiorno. So it's like, but like I said, plus she's an older chick, not really attracted to older chicks. I've been just spoiled by these younger chicks, man. So I done painted myself into a corner. But you know, I was just like, man, I ain't got time for this foolishness, man. Like, she was literally upset, I could tell. And my boy, nigga, Fuchsia was over here. And once, you know, I looked at him and he looked at me. And he was just, you could just tell. It was just tension in the room. You know what I mean? And when she finally did leave, he looked at me and he was like, Mac, you don't like that bitch. I was like, nigga, what? He was like, man, I could tell you don't like that bitch. you know, and he was right, you know, because the whole time he was over here, I wasn't even sitting on the same couch with the bitch, man. So, come on, shit. What are you saying? So, man, that's just a little quick show, man. You know, I'm just sitting here, ain't got shit to do. And, you know, a lot of you motherfuckers, y'all will be want me to bring this shit down to earth with not all that serious shit all the time, man. So that's what I'm doing. Just came in just to give y'all an update on some things about me. Got plenty more to spit, but of course, I'm going to dial it back. You know what I mean? Save it for another show. Shit. And I'll check y'all later. Fat Mac and I'm out. Okay, here we go. Like I promised, once again, I apologize to you cats that's been hitting me up on these emails, and I have been busy, and I have not responded. through email or via the podcast. Man, there's been a whole bunch of bullshit going on, of course, you know, out here in social media and, of course, the media just period. So I've been swamped. So this is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go ahead and give some shout outs to some cats. Like, first on the agenda will be Courtney Jermaine. Now, first on the agenda, I'm going to holler at this cat named Courtney. Okay, not going to say his whole name, just going to say Courtney. Not necessarily sure if he's giving me permission to use his government. Not sure if it is his government. Excuse me. But good Lord, man, this brother's... Good God, man. Y'all should see this email this brother sent me, man. He hit me with... Oh, Lord, have mercy. I mean, let me just say that the cats that listen to my show, smart, very, very intelligent people, man. But let me just go ahead and just read a little bit of what Courtney, you know, hit me with, man. He basically says, I'm a big fan of the podcast and I appreciate your work very much, all of your work. And if I may, I would like to offer you a show idea for a future broadcast with, if possible, history buff Tony Dreamer, a.k.a. Nigga Fucius. Here it is. Where Do We Come From? With matching scene of Vince D from the movie The Cell for the show pick, naturally. Now, see, look at this shit, man. See, man, I mean, he knows the whole format of the show and everything and shit. You know, he's giving me ideas for the podcast, artwork, and everything. And possibly it looks like also some snippets, you know, about the little snippets, the little scenes that I use in between the discussions and shit, you know what I mean? And here we go. There have been a million and one stories told about our history. Here's what I do know to be true about all of our stories. It's the same exact story everywhere you go. If you are black anywhere in the world, your origins lay in Africa, as far as any stories are concerned. One way or another, all roads lead back to Africa. Here's some backstory on me. I'm not going to get into that because that might be too personal. You can look in following points, play if you want. Nobody would think about this stuff. Then he goes in, let me see. You can look into start from any of the following points. Play it how you want. Nobody could make up this stuff. He talks about Roots was plagiarized. Alex Haley ended up paying half a mil to Harold Courlander, author of The African, for jacking his work. A friend of Haley's in a sworn affidavit said he gave him a copy of the book well before Roots was made. Okay, there's some other stuff in here. Not going to read that because I may actually want to touch on this stuff with Tony as far as, good Lord, all of this shit he wrote. Man, and this shit is right and exact. He's giving me a plethora of historical accounts with documentation, man. Wow. Holy shit. Okay, yeah, not gonna read up. Man, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to just skip all that, and I'm just going to get to the end of it. Basically says, that's all I can recall immediately. It would be a true pleasure before I blow this popsicle stand to hear you speak your mind on this and more of our history in general. I know how crazy all this sounds. Believe me, I do. Not even my grandmother and great aunt, both of whom were content on telling me where the Indians were in our family. And they are in the exact same spot on both sides. Great, great, great grandmothers. Believe me, please, sir. I like to hear your take, with, of course, the moral of the story being you are the master of your own fate. You are the culture or something else of your choosing. Much respect, Courtney. Okay, Courtney. And then also, since I've been neglecting all my partners through the email, he comes back because basically I hit him up and I told him, you know, there was a lot to digest. And it was a very insightful and in-depth subject. that he hit me with. I told him I'd get back with him later. But of course, you know, cats are impatient, which I understand. And it looks like I might be ignoring you cats. But then he writes back, "What up, Triple XL? Didn't use the idea, That's all right, sir. I understand. However, I pray to made up God, I'm not one of these hidden color niggas you speak on in your latest shows. All of my research, although planted by others who are also trying to get the info I gave out to you, there is primarily my own. The benefits of a culture are staggering. Yet I see now, after another read through The American Being, the latest and most accurate description after listening to your new show with Nigga Fucius, first one after Bliggity Black. It's not going to make a difference at this point whatsoever, no way, no how. I'll leave you a link to an illustration from the book to show you how that ties into the latest discussion of IDs, Fatal Attraction. Thank you again for your consideration. I look forward to your future shows." Holy shit, man. Once again, I apologize, Courtney, man. Man, what you hit me with are some really good ideas. And, of course, I'm going to fly these by my cat. And more likely, we will probably be delving into some of these subjects. Wow, man. Let me see here. Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and back up off this because this is not necessarily the kind of email you can just read and then just blow it the fuck off, because he put a lot of effort into this email, and I really appreciate it, Courtney, man. Appreciate it. And he, like I said, there's a lot of things he put in here that are like references that are very valuable that I've never actually seen before. So I'm definitely going to be looking at them, no doubt. So, Courtney, please be patient. We will, no doubt, be hitting on some of these topics, man. And like I said, and it'll be thanks to you, because you'll be providing, you know, some of the source materials that you just hit me with, bro. So appreciate that. Holy shit. Okay. Next email will be for my boy Bam and NJ. Let me see here. Can I even open this shit up? Well, I mean, not much. Let me see. Yeah, not much to say about Bam. He just chimes in and he just says, "Good to see the output, my brother." And he just congratulates me and Tony on having the most rational podcast of the Black Condition on the net. Man, it's good to be appreciated. Thank you, Bam. Appreciate the holler, man. Most definitely appreciate the holler. Let me see who else we got. Anybody out here gonna cuss me out? Let's see. I ain't had nobody cuss me out on email in a while. Got somebody asking about interracial lesbians. That's no doubt talking about my porn site. I'm not. Let me see here. Who else? Oh, yeah. I have to extend a special apology to this cat named Wayman basically hollered at me, and he wanted to, you know, like, I don't know where the hell he's from. Let me see here. "Yo, what's up, Mike? This is Eli, big fan of Max City and Resident. Well, this weekend, I'm actually in Max City, basically Dayton, and I know this might be odd, but can I meet you and chop it up? I ain't no bullshit or want to know where your girls are at or meet any of them." He said he ain't on no bullshit and he ain't trying to meet none of my broads, basically. "I just want to hang with you and ask a few questions. We can meet for a drink and I will even buy. As I write this, I know this sounds gay as hell, but I'm just a big fan and I want to meet you because I'm in town. So if you got time, I would like to chop it up. Peace." Now, this was March 6th. And, of course, I responded like March 19th. Wow, man. It's, damn, it's fucked up that I actually, like I said, I checked my email like March 19th. So by this time, Wayman was already gone. So I like to apologize to you, Wayman. It's not like I blew you off or anything, man, because, like I said,
you know, I check these emails, man, like, really, like, every 2 to 3 weeks. For real, man. So, I would like to apologize to you for not getting back with you. But, you know, I got the email late because I checked it late. I just, you know, I appreciate you cats hollering at me and reaching out to me and giving me props. You know, I'd never, like, play none of you cats, man. So, just like to apologize for that. Let me see. Hey, what's cracking? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he sent me something from his iPhone March 7th. Asking me what's cracking in Dayton. But, of course, I didn't check my email until, like, March 19th. So, once again, my humblest apologies, Wayman, if you're listening. You know what I mean? So, not one of them bougie-ass niggas, man. I just missed your email, cuz. Damn. Okay, who else we got? We did Wayman. Also, I got my boy, the knowledge gangster, Emil Emery. Yeah, buddy. Let me see here. Yeah, my boy Emil hit me up, man, and he says, yes, sir, yes, sir, a good topic for the future about the new blacks. He said, I've been researching the modern-day boogeyman story of the creation of ISIS, which is a fabricated enemy by the conglomerate counterintelligence between Great Britain and the U.S. Following the money shows that ISIS is primarily financed by HSBC bank divisions. Strange enough, it has been reported that 75% of ISIS weapons comes from the U.S. Only 20% are stolen. But how in the world did they get the other 80% of weapons, i.e. military tanks, rocket launchers, Humvees, vehicles, petroleum, and water tanks to keep regimes running 24/7? Good question there, knowledge gangster. Good question there. Yeah, and this is a response to, I reached out to my boy Emil and said, you know, we're going to collaborate, get on the phone, do a show, whatever. He said, you know, this would be one of the topics that he would be interested in doing. And, of course, I can vouch for a lot of this stuff that he's talking about here, me being a veteran, me being in Desert Storm. First it was Desert Shield, and then it became Desert Storm, and the people have always wondered why we had such a high casualty rate with friendly fire, and that's because the United States government and the corporations were feeding Iraq a lot of troop carriers and tanks, unbeknownst to a lot of people over here in the United States. So yeah, that's how they do it, man. That's how they do it. And of course, they probably was hitting Iran with a lot of this shit too. You know what I mean? So these motherfuckers are diabolical. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that. This is just listener email. Just want to give you cats a shout out, let you know I am reading your emails, you know what I mean? And anybody I left out, which I don't think I have, let me see here, you know, a lot of it is just typical, kind of like, hey, what's up, how you doing, appreciate the show stuff, shoot. So, once again, I'm going to give you cats the props and I'm about to roll.